Good morning and welcome to AM 1160, The Quest. It's our spring pledge drive, and we're on air live today in our studio in Roswell, Georgia. I'm Carol Tearsmith, and my co-host is Steph Ike, and of course, Annie Porter, our production manager, is here as well.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Great, great. Steph, you know all good things start with prayer. Will you lead us in a prayer to begin our hour?
Sure. You know what? I'd really like to say the unity prayer this morning and then maybe follow it with a little quest prayer. So can you follow me with the unity prayer today, guys?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. My adorable Jesus.
My adorable Jesus.
May our feet journey together. May our hands gather in unity. May our hearts beat in unison. May our souls be in harmony. May our thoughts be as one. May our ears listen to the silence together. May our glances profoundly penetrate each other. May our lips pray together. To gain mercy from the Eternal Father. And then the little prayer that Our Lady has asked for. O Blessed Lady. Spread the effect of grace. Of thy flame of love. Over all of humanity. And then here's the quest prayer. Lord Jesus, we humbly thank you for all the doors you've opened to create Atlanta Catholic Radio, The Quest. As we embark on this spirit drive, let us earnestly seek your will in all we do to bear the fruit you desire. We are on a quest to invite, inform, and inspire all who listen, and we strive to bring a million souls into your loving arms by enjoying the quest in their daily lives. As we grow our listenership, we ask for all that's possible to fill hearts with your love and a renewal of spirit. O Holy Spirit, anoint us with wisdom and teach us to follow your inspirations. Oh, Jesus, we are only your couriers, your voice, your hands. Use the quest with your perfect will. Jesus of mercy, take the quest and make it yours. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.
Awesome. Thank you, Steph.
Sure.
If you're just joining us, we're broadcasting live these 3 days, bringing amazing local guests to AM 1160, The Quest Studio here in Roswell. I'm Carol Tearsmith, and I'm joined by my co-host, Steph Ike, and Annie, our production manager, is, of course, on the board helping us. Great. This is a great time to spread the word of God through Atlanta, and we need your help to make that happen. We need you to call in to our number and donate now. The number's 470-508-1160. Or you can go to our website at thequestatlanta.com and hit the donate button. Thank you so much for joining us this hour. We're very excited about this next 3 days. A lot of exciting guests will be on, and we're very thankful for all of them stepping up to help us. But first of all, we want to thank you, our listeners. We just are so appreciative of all your prayers and financial support over the last 2 years. And we are just truly helping people at The Quest. We're helping people encounter Jesus through this Catholic radio station, AM 1160. As many of you know, we had to cancel our spring pledge drive planned back in March due to concerns with the coronavirus. And, you know, we spent hundreds of hours coordinating this event where we had over 45 guests, 10 priests, 30 local hosts, a ton of promotion and logistical work, as well as planning for hospitality and volunteers to man our phones for those 33 hours. And we had to all shut it down at the last minute. And it was a huge disappointment to everyone involved, and I'm sure to you, our listeners, as well. But here we are. You know, the station is sustained by these drives, and it's imperative that we get back online to organize a pledge drive and to catch up on the resources we're needed to be able to bring this beautiful message of God's love and mercy and peace and hope in these difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
So really, we're happy that you're here with us online today. So again, please support the quest and be a part of the mission that's really to save souls and encourage those on their journey of faith. The website again is The Quest Atlanta, and the phone number is 470-508-1160. We have a volunteer right now in adoration, and they're praying. Volunteers will be praying throughout this pledge drive. I will tell you that I'm an extraordinary Eucharist minister, and I just had the privilege of exposing the Blessed Sacrament. And really, since the churches were shut down, we have not had been able to have Mass in our chapel, nor have we been able to have adoration. Of course, Jesus has been present in the tabernacle, but he's not been exposed. And so our volunteer is over there praying, and what an honor to be able to bring Jesus even more alive in that room. And the prayers are beginning already. So really, we appreciate all the support of people that will be in there over the next few days. Our goal this hour really is we want participation. And what we're looking for this hour is we want to get at least a dozen donors this hour. We know the first hour a lot of times is starts a little slower because it's early in the morning, especially with everybody working from home. But we want 12 donors this hour. And we know that the Holy Spirit's with us in the studio and will continue to be with us in the studio. He's been a part of this entire mission, and you'll get to hear about that a little more later. We've got our phone angels. We've only got two angels in the conference room answering phones. We are obviously honoring social distancing protocols, and so be patient with us. If you end up in going, leave a voicemail, or you can always go online to The Quest Atlanta, and we have another volunteer who's monitoring those pledges right now, so they'll be able to get on the air pretty quickly. Again, the number is 470-508-1160 or The Quest Atlanta. com, and the very act of calling makes you a part of this important ministry, The Quest.
You know, Carol, many of our listeners are wondering, who are tuned in right now, how you came to start a Catholic radio station in Atlanta. Tell us a story. Yeah, wait a minute. But before we do that, let's tell our listeners about their giving opportunities today. If you're a business owner, you might want to become a business underwriter with The Quest. If you love The Quest and you love Catholic radio and you want to promote your business on air with us, call us right now for a special promotion during the pledge drive. If our call takers are busy taking a lot of calls, just leave a message for us and we will get back to you during the drive with what this incentive is for you.
Great. Also, we have station guardians. Guardians are donors who give leadership gifts. They are willing to donate $100 a month. This group of supporters are really protectors of our mission. They make the Quest part of their Catholic legacy with the leadership gift. So consider becoming a station guardian because they're so important to helping us maintain our monthly operating expenses. And also, of course, we have monthly donors. Monthly donors of any amount are very important to us. Monthly donors of $25 a month, the Dollar a Day Club, or a one-time gift of $200 or more, as well as our station guardians, they're going to be able to receive something very special over the next few days. And Steph, you want to tell our listeners about our gifts?
Sure. Well, you'll receive a Holy Family or a Holy Spirit water font, and they're really beautiful. You're going to want one. Additionally, our new station guardians who contribute $100 a month or more will receive a really beautiful rosary that can only be found right here on this pledge drive. These rosaries are not only gorgeous, but they've been touched to a piece of the actual cross of Jesus Christ and two favorite saints. So this is a rosary you're really not going to want to miss out on, and we're very excited to offer these rosaries while they last. But we've only got 10 of them, so donate early.
Again, the number to call is 470-508-1160, or you can go online and donate at thequestatlanta.com.
So, Carol, let's get to the story. Everyone wants to know how you came to start a Catholic radio station, and we've never really talked about it on air before.
Wow. Yeah, Steph, it's a pretty amazing story. And I think you've heard me say that this really isn't my story. It's God's story. And it's really about how God works through unqualified people without the requisite skills to accomplish what he wants done. And I think he chooses it this way because it's clear to everyone that it's his plan, that it's not that individual doing it. But basically, it started, I love being a guardian at Adoration, and I've been one for many years. And about 5 years ago, when I was in Eucharistic Adoration, I heard the words, "Feed my poor." And I knew immediately that God was saying something to me. And I began a discernment process that took over 2.5 years. I spoke with several priests, primarily during reconciliation, and I would say, I know God is asking something of me, but how do I know what it is? And each priest would respond in much the same way to say, you just need to continue to pray, and in time, God will make it very clear to you. So shortly after my daughter's wedding, and also after I left my job at a school, I began to get a sense that God wanted me to start Catholic radio. And I remember telling my husband about this one day, and he responded, okay. However, a few days later, he said, Carol, what do you know about radio? And of course, I responded in laughter, absolutely nothing.
Now, that's funny. You know, that's pretty go with the flow for Jerry, you know. Most husbands would say, Carol, are you out of your mind? Yeah. So really, you must have known, and he must have sensed, that God really wanted you to do this. So how did you know? How did you confirm that?
Wow. A little backdrop of it is about who I am as a person. I am a very, you'll appreciate it more if you understand this. I am very risk averse. I was a career banker, and I'm very conservative. I don't even like the word leverage. And anything involving money with me has to be clearly planned out. And so as I began to think that God wanted me to do this, an opening came up at my parish, and I got a call. Did I want to talk about it? So I thought, well, maybe God really wants me to go to work at the church. So I went and I met with the priest. And after talking to him for about 15 minutes, I was at peace that this is not where God was calling me. So, however, a few nights later, Steph, I actually dreamed I went to work at the church. And I don't have that many dreams, but I woke up very confused. And so that morning I prayed in a manner that's unlike the normal way that I pray. And I told God I'd been at peace, that he didn't want me to work at the church. And I thought he wanted me to start a Catholic radio station. So I told God that I needed him to make it very clear to me what he wanted. And that afternoon, while I was on a walk and listening to Catholic radio, I heard a call-in show for non-Catholics. And this man that was belligerent called into the show as I was listening. And the host, who was actually David Anders, one of the show, Call to Communion that we host on the show, he was so gracious and patient with the man. And after the conversation came to an end, he basically proceeded to say, let's take the next call. And then he said in hesitation, oh, wait a minute. Someone's walking into the room. They have a piece of paper. Oh, they want me to make an announcement. I can make an announcement. Is there Catholic radio in your area? Have you?
Wow.
Sorry. So he said, have you ever thought of starting Catholic radio? Yes, you who know nothing about Catholic radio. People just like you have started Catholic radio all over the country. And then he said, oh, look up Catholic radio conference. Let's go to the next call. So I took this as my affirmation that God wanted me to go to the Catholic radio conference. And so that's exactly what I did. And the next month after my son's wedding, I went to the conference, and throughout the week, it was a constant affirmation that this is what God was asking me to do. And I'll share one thing in particular about that conference. The keynote speaker for the event canceled at the last minute, and a man got up and said that he'd had less than 24 hours to prepare his talk. And he talked about his faith journey, his conversion from being a Protestant. And then he talked about that he has a radio show that's directed toward non-Catholics. Hmm. And he said that he hosted this show for the last 17 years. And he said in that time, he'd only had two callers that had called that were less than receptive to hearing the message about the Catholic faith. And he said, and one was a few weeks ago.
Oh.
And so.
That was it.
Right. That's exactly right. So David Anders. He shared the impact that it had to him personally. And he said that the next day, their phone lines and their emails were flooded with people commenting about what an impression that show had made on them. And one man in particular called and said that he had been on the fence about converting, but after hearing him on the call with the man, that he was contacting the priest. And obviously, that was the same show that I received my personal affirmation.
Praise God. Oh, yeah. That's really moving. Wow. So it sounds like real affirmation to me, Carol. Yeah. So how did you know how to start? I mean, what were your next steps at that point?
Well, I got back to Atlanta, and if you're going to start a radio station, you need a radio station. So you can't build a radio station in Atlanta. You have to buy it. So I had to contact a broker who actually contacted me, you know, another God thing. And she was Catholic, and she said she'd been praying for Catholic radio in Atlanta for many years. So anyway, she started coaching me, and I asked her millions of questions about starting Catholic radio or about radio stations. And so we proceeded. And then one day, Beth was her name. She called me and she said in a protective way that a man named Jim from Kansas City, who she had sold 17 other Catholic radio stations, was looking for radio stations in Atlanta. And so, you know, I shared with Beth that I actually met Jim at the radio station, at the radio conference. And in fact, it was while listening to his radio station that I received my confirmation that this is what God was asking me to do. So Beth started sending Jim information about the radio station and copying me. And so after about a week, I thought, well, I'll just call him. So I picked up the phone and called him, and he immediately answered the phone. And he asked me how I knew God wanted me to start a Catholic radio station. And I told him a little bit about the story I just shared with the listeners. And he said that at the last day of the conference, when I was walking into the ballroom toward him, that he got a message. And he said, the message said, you are going to help her start Catholic radio in Atlanta. And he said, I don't get messages. And so, lo and behold, you know, God knew that I wouldn't pull the trigger on spending almost $1 million when I didn't know what I was buying. And so he put Jim in my path. Jim said he wasn't so convinced, and he and his wife were praying a novena. And in the meantime, he was looking for radio stations. But lo and behold, within 30 days of attending that conference, we had a letter of intent on a 50,000-watt station here in Atlanta.
That is quick. That is amazing. When God wants something, he really opens the doors, doesn't he?
Right, he does.
And I can't wait to hear the rest of this. And I know everyone else would love to hear the rest too, but let's quickly give everyone a reminder. Just for all of you joining us right now, I'm Steph Eich, and I'm here in the studio with Carol Tearsmith and Annie Porter, our production manager. And we're hosting the first hour of our spring pledge drive. And Carol is sharing a little bit about how AM 1160, The Quest, got started. And whether it's prayer or volunteering or your financial support, your call lets us know that the quest matters to you. Gifts of any amount are gratefully and humbly accepted. So please call. The Quest is a 100% listener-supported station, and we rely heavily on the spring and fall pledge drives to pay for the cost of running the station. To donate, please go to our website, thequestatlanta.com, and click the donate button. So, Carol, let's go back to the story. What happened next?
Well, I think it's been evident over the few minutes that I've shared about this journey that God orchestrated every step of this journey by putting the right people in the path to accomplish whatever needed to be accomplished. First of all, we had over 200 people praying that we enlisted their help to pray every day for this project. There were actually people in West Virginia that were fasting for Catholic Radio in Atlanta. I met Janice Givens, who was so instrumental in so many facets of this project. Janice is so connected in the Catholic community, and everything that we needed was accomplished easier because Janice had expertise with ministry, and she had so many friends in the Catholic community. Also, our former board member, Amy Klusner, stepped up to provide us pro bono legal services, which was, you know, a very, very good thing. Mm-hmm. But anyway, in early January, Janice and I began, or we got a group of people together, about 6 to 8 volunteers, and we began meeting in my dining room every week.
I think, Annie, you started then too, right?
I did, yeah, back in the dining room days.
So anyway, I remember telling Janice after we'd been meeting for a few weeks that I thought God wanted the station on air in May before the year of the 100-year anniversary of Fatima ended. Mm. And Janice said, Carol, I just think that's too aggressive. Mm. And so we agreed that we would go at God's pace. But at that point, everything accelerated. Janice and I often commented that we had a hard time keeping up with the Holy Spirit. But we completed due diligence on the station in late February and signed the asset purchase agreement on Good Friday, which just so happened was also Passover, and the seller of the station was Jewish. So another little affirmation. We decided to lease the station. I didn't really want to lease the station, but Janice and Jim in Kansas City thought that that was a gift. So we leased the station while we waited for the FCC to approve the transaction of the purchase. And God is so good, Steph. Our first anniversary fell on Easter Sunday last year, which was such a thing. But one of our listeners, actually, one of our first listeners converted and came into the church on Easter Sunday. So, in fact, that gentleman is going to join 1 hour this week as a guest. So, you know, our vision at The Quest is to bring 1 million souls to Christ. And we hear from people frequently how The Quest is impacting their lives, how it seems like the message on the radio was just for them. So, but after being on the air for only about 2 weeks, we already started to hear testimonials. And so we've just got dozens of testimonials even early on. But I think, Steph, I mean, I think maybe...
Annie, this might be a good time for a testimonial. Do you have one for us?
Yeah. All right. We have Bridget from St. Clair of Assisi. Catholic radio has given me a place to turn to hear my faith proclaimed. It reinforces my beliefs and my love for the Universal Catholic Church. That was from Bridget at St. Clair of Assisi. We thank you, Bridget, for your testimonial. And anybody out there who wants to give us their testimonial, you can go on the Quest Atlanta app and record it, or you could just submit it to us on the website. So you can go into the contact page and submit whatever you want about your testimonial, how Catholic radio has impacted you.
Great. Thanks, Annie. You know, we really have great programs on The Quest, and we'd like to share a clip of a new program that we are really thrilled with. This is a Quest exclusive, one of our new local programs, and we're quite fond of it. So it's gathering a big audience. So take a listen.
You know, many of us in this room have lost our parents and some of our relatives, and so they're saints in heaven. And so often we want to reach out and talk to our, you know, deceased parents or friends. How do you go about doing that? Can they read your thoughts?
Yes, I think that it's really not touched upon too much in church doctrine. However, the doctrine, first of all, is this would come under. And by doctrine, we mean revealed truth. We mean something that God has shown to us through Jesus and the 12 apostles, and may be clarified through the magisterium. And so the doctrine that's really apropos here is called the communion of saints, the doctrine of the communion of saints. And what that means is that we never actually lose contact with our brothers and sisters in Christ, that even after death, our loved ones either, if they're faithful, of course, they go to purgatory or they go to heaven. and we still have a communion with them. In fact, it's very clear from the writings of St. John Eudes and other saints, from the teachings of the Church, that when we touch the sacred host, whether we receive on our hand or on our tongue, when we touch that host, all of the saints and angels are present in Christ, you see, because we're the body of Christ, and the host is the body of Christ. So the best way I find to touch my mom and dad is at Holy Mass. When I receive Holy Communion, I say, hey, Dad, hi, Mom, because they are in Christ, and now Christ is in me, you see?
Right.
And that's a teaching of the Church. So they are present in the Lord, and the Lord is present at Mass in a bodily way, sacramentally, body, blood, soul, and divinity. But as far as conversations, that's also quite possible. Just like we talk to God and to Mother Mary, and we talk to our guardian angels, we can talk to the saints, whether they are canonized or uncanonized. See, the canonized saints, the Church has held up as an example for all of us to follow. But there are also uncanonized saints, like my mom and dad and yours. And you know what? Some of those uncanonized saints are holier than some of the canonized saints.
Wow.
And that's an understanding of the Church. So by canonization, the Church doesn't mean to say, well, this saint is the holiest one who ever lived, and no one else is as holy. She doesn't mean to say that. She means to say that this is a man or woman or child who's been utterly faithful to Jesus Christ as best they could, with the help of Our Lady and the angels and the sacraments. They are a good example for all of us, especially, for instance, in this area. So St. Thomas Aquinas is very good in the area of studies and wisdom. St. Dominic is excellent for preaching and sharing the good news. St. Francis is important for learning humility and love for the poor. St. Mother Teresa is an excellent example of Eucharistic adoration and of always serving in a prayerful spirit. St. John Paul is an example of incredible chastity with the bishops and priests, a holy purity, and also boldness and courage. So you see that every saint seems to specialize in a particular gift or virtue. And God will raise up a saint for that reason, so we can focus in on that gift or virtue we need the most. But there are other saints who have never been canonized. They're right up there rubbing shoulders with the 12 apostles. They are saints too. And maybe for their own humility, God didn't raise them up to the honors of canonized sainthood. But be aware of that, that there are now millions of saints in heaven. We don't know all of them by name. When we get to heaven, we will. We will know everyone by name with what's called an infused knowledge. We will know everyone, even saintly men and women from Japan and China, we will know by name. So your parents, they may well be in heaven. They are saints. Maybe uncanonized, but they're still saints. Maybe very, very holy. And we can speak to them, yes, verbally. Hi, Dad. Hi, Mom. Can you help me with this? Or we can speak to them in the same way as the angels, quietly. Lord, please bring my prayer to my mom or dad. It's always important to pray in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's always, it protects us, you see, in every way.
Mm-hmm.
Demons tremble at the name of Jesus, and their deception, you know, is sort of blown away by the name of Jesus. So, Lord Jesus, would you bring my love to my mom and dad and allow them to bring me a message or a comforting touch? It's always good to move in the name of Jesus.
Thanks, Annie. And wasn't that incredible?
Amazing.
Yeah. You've been listening to Father Blunt's Hour, which airs live at 2 p.m. on Tuesdays. It's been on the air since around mid-March, and the following has just exploded. We literally have people from several states tuning in, and thousands are accessing the archives every week. So we know it has a lot of popularity. So tune in and join us for that one. And I just want to give a little shout out to Jack Tyson, who co-hosts the show with us on Tuesdays, along with Carol and I and Annie at the board. So the number to call us is 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com right now to make a pledge. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're going to love our calling guests, so stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Monsignor Daniel Stack from St. Thomas Aquinas Church in Alpharetta, Georgia. One of my favorite prayers, I believe it's from Richard of Chichester, it was used in the musical Godspell, Lord, may I see you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly day by day.
The Quest presents A Daily Dose of Virtue with Jay Tremonti from Venture with Virtue.
Do you find it easy to do the right thing? What about when no one's looking? Making good decisions and acting on them is what virtue is all about. But the pressure of stress, temptation, and vice constantly try to pull us away from doing the right thing. That's when we're at our weakest. Do you wish there was something to help you overcome these weaknesses, make a good decision, and do the right thing? Good news, there is. It's called accountability. Sometimes our desire to be virtuous and do good is not enough for us to actually do the right thing. Having a friend or family member hold us accountable can make all the difference. When we know we have to answer to someone else for our decisions and actions, we actually think more critically, make a good decision, and act in line with the person we want to be, even when we're weak.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Who would have thought that an early 20th century technology would be the catalyst for the new evangelization for the Catholic Church in the 21st century? We learn about our faith, we make a deeper connection with our Lord and Savior by learning more about how God touches us in our everyday lived experience. Catholic radio is a way that we come to understand how deeply God loves us and how much we love Him.
To donate, go to thequestatlanta.com.
So, you love listening to The Quest but can't always listen live? No worries! Now with the Quest Atlanta app, you never have to miss out. Listen on demand, submit prayer requests, catch up on the latest headlines, and so much more. Available in the App Store and Google Play today.
Do you have a friend or family member who's seeking to grow in their spirituality? Know someone who's fallen away from their faith? Why not invite them to listen to AM 1160 The Quest? We offer a wide variety of the most prominent voices on Catholic radio. There are four great ways to listen to The Quest. On your radio at AM 1160, online at thequestatlanta.com, on your smart speaker, and on the Quest Atlanta app. Please invite a friend to listen to AM 1160 The Quest today.
This is Father Neil Dobliwala from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Kennesaw, Georgia. You're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio AM 1160, The Quest.
Welcome back to this hour of AM 1160 The Quest. We're broadcasting live from our studio. I'm Carol Tearsmith, and I'm joined by Steph Ike as a co-host, and we have Annie Porter on the board, and this is our spring pledge drive. Annie, you got some donations you want to tee us up for us?
Yeah, so we've had Colin from Coming call in, and Taylor in Marina from Sugar Hill, and Jordan in Atlanta.
I think I know all of those guys.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
But three boys. Hey, we're looking three for boys. Your
Thank
call
you guys.
Next.
That's exactly
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Colin and Kelly. Thank you, Jordan and Carly. Thank you, Marina and Taylor.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome. That's really special. Have all your kids call in one quick hour.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, well, great. Thanks to them, and also to you for your generosity. You know, we are now 2 years old and we are growing, and your support and your prayers keep and sustain the station. If you're listening today, perhaps you want to make The Quest a special cause of yours. The phone number is 470-508-1160. We need your help today. Go online to The Quest Atlanta to donate now. You know, there's a spot when you go online that you can designate your donation in honor of someone, just like Steph's maybe sons just did. I don't know if they did it online or if they did it, made a phone call. But either way, you can let people know who you want to honor by your donation and your call.
Yeah. And, you know, talking about honoring someone with your donation, there's lots of ways to do that too. You know, it doesn't need to be the host or the guest that's on. I mean, that's a great idea, and they're always asking for a following while they're on to support them during their hour. But we have people who are calling in to ask if they can make a donation in honor of their RCIA sponsors. And a couple of them even thought about Father's Day coming up. And that's a great Father's Day idea. So, hey, call in to ask us about the St. Gabriel Society today. I just thought about that. That's our monthly donors who pledge $20 or more per month. And a mass is said once a month in our chapel for the intentions of all of those monthly sustainers. So, you know, we're able to have mass pretty soon again. We've been having it every Wednesday until we were forced to shut down. And just before the shutdown, Bishop Ned came in and said mass in our chapel for the St. Gabriel Society monthly donors. So we were grateful for that. And we have so many wonderful priests who sign up to say mass in our chapel every week. We're looking forward to that happening again. We really need Catholic radio now more than ever. Today, everything of faith and virtue is really constantly under attack. Doesn't it feel like that? We need a place that meets us in our car or on our Alexa, on our phone or device that really kind of restores that faith and refreshes our spirit every day. So yeah, we give thanks to God for the chance at the Quest to bring inspiring content to you, like you just heard from Father Blunt, with just a dial or a click. So please continue to share the Quest with your friends. Tell them about it. Tell your family about it. You're actually evangelizing by telling others about this station. So now, what I've really been looking forward to, too, is we have a special guest with us this half hour. Steve Splunskowski is the executive director of Real Presence Radio in North Dakota. Hi, Steve. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Steph and Carol. It's great to be here with you this morning.
Thanks for being here, Steve.
Yeah, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. It's a joy.
Yeah. Well, you just finished a live drive yourself, and I'm thinking it's across, is it 27 stations, or is that how many stations you have?
Yeah, we have 27 stations on the air. I have a few signals to build out that we have. So, yeah, we're right around that 30 threshold when we're done this year. Getting things all built out. So always lots going on.
Wow. So you started, and I know this was at the point that you kind of entered Real Presence Radio, was at the point that they had one station. And now, right, you're getting close to 30. So how's that possible? How'd you do it?
Well, let's be honest. I didn't do anything except for say yes to the Lord. Of course, as our Mother Mary, she said her fiat to the Lord, and she said yes, and He does everything. And really, I guess I like to go back to the story of Gideon, where he really throughout Scripture shows us that He is the one who accomplishes all that we do, but He does ask for our effort and for our yes, and so. I started back in 2007. We had one station in Grand Forks and no knowledge of anything in radio. I had never worked in radio in my life and had no training in radio. But as Mother Angelica has often said, He chooses the stupid to do these things because we're not smart enough to say no. So he can move forward with our ignorance. And he moves forward with that, and so I guess I just didn't know how to say no, and the Lord continues to move forward, and He accomplishes all things, and I guess the great gift that I've experienced over the years is relationship with people who also love the Lord and want to do His work. You know, so many times when I first started, we were low on funds, you know, and fundraising is always a challenge for nonprofit organizations. You know, it takes us asking others for help, and that requires humility. If I remember numerous times over the years, I've told the Lord, "Hey, Lord, just make me a millionaire so that I can support this station," or "Lord, make me a good engineer so I can get this done," or "Make me great at fundraising." And He's never given me millions of dollars. But He's given me people. He's given me people with gifts and people with faith and trust. And those are the gifts. So the gift that we have at Catholic Radio and that you have there at the Quest are the people that will support and will say yes to the Lord during this drive.
Mm. So what are you finding out about people who are listening to Catholic Radio across all those stations, you know, right now especially?
Well, you know, it is a funny thing that with technology, with Facebook and social media, you would think that we are more connected than ever, but we're not. We're actually more lonely than ever. And so people are looking for community and for like-minded people who can support them in their struggles, in their faith. And so what we, you know, as Catholic Radio, we provide a Catholic community, a Christian community, not just to Catholics, but also to our non-Catholic brothers and sisters who are looking for that Christian support. Really, our Christian faith is so under attack, sometimes directly, but more really indirectly by just kind of a lethargy or a disinterest in virtue and truth. And so people are looking so much for that support. And so when people call in and just say, you know, you're my constant companion, or, and I've experienced this myself, I'll turn on the radio station here and when I'm driving, and it says exactly what I need at that moment. It's like opening scripture up and you read a scripture verse and you're like, holy cow, that's so appropriate to me at this moment. Well, Catholic Radio is the same way. You just turn it on. If you're having a bad day or you're struggling, you know, say a prayer, ask the Lord for help, and turn on the radio, turn it into AM 1160, and that's, the Lord has a message for you, a message of hope, a message of truth. And that's what, you know, we keep hearing from people. They just said, you're just my constant companion.
Yeah, and you mentioned a point, too, about the fact that people are feeling more isolated, and I guess, you know, right now with the coronavirus, even more so, and that Catholic Radio really kind of helps build up, you know, not only their faith and their hope, but their sense of community. And we like to tell people that the Quest really differentiates themselves as not only being great Catholic content and great programming, but being a sense of community among Catholics in the Atlanta area, that, you know, we have lots of parishes who are on board and loving this station and want us to be involved with their events and their activities, and they're promoting us and we're promoting them, and we have a lot of fun together, and it's very encouraging. And so, you know, what you've mentioned about that sense of community is definitely there.
Well, I think one of the great things that we hear from our bishops, we serve a number of bishops and many, many priests and parishes. And really what we are, you know, Catholic Radio is a spotlight, or if you will, a stage for the good work that so many people are doing. The parishes, they're doing great work. The pro-life groups are doing great work. Our bishops and their works with work in formation and evangelization doing great work. But guess what? None of them can really afford a full-time communications or advertising department. But Catholic Radio can be that full-time advertising department and communications department for a lot of these parishes and other groups that are also doing great work. And so we're not really here for ourselves. Just over the years, I feel like the Lord kept saying, Steve, you're not here for you. And Real Presence Radio and the Quest, you don't exist for yourselves. You exist for others. And you are there as a spotlight and as a stage to really show forth the good works and really move forward all good things. And so it's such an honor to be part of the good work that everyone is doing, and to really, you know, like I said, shine a spotlight on that good work. And of course, the good work is the Lord's. We're just being invited to be a part of it.
Yeah, you know, it really does make me think about the fact that, you know, whether it's the priests that are taking care of parishes around the metro area or the wonderful ministries, we're really partnering with them, aren't we?
Absolutely. Yeah, and sometimes I think in the church and in our work of evangelization and catechesis, we can get in our silos. And we kind of become a little protective of ourselves. And, oh, this is my information, this is my area. But, you know, that limits the Lord. And so when we enter into these partnerships with one another, it makes a huge difference. We have numerous, in buying the different stations over the years, one of the conversations we always have is people will say, you know, there's only so much money, you know, Steve. And if you come into our community, isn't that going to affect the income from our parishes, and you're going to take money away from our dioceses and stuff? And so over the years, we've been able to prove and to show that when people become excited about their faith, they get on fire, they get involved, and they give more. So when Catholic Radio comes in, we don't take a piece of the pie. We make the pie bigger. Mm-hmm. And then we just get a piece of that bigger pie, but it makes it bigger for everybody. And I've had diocesan development directors write letters to us saying, everything you said is true. The support is better. The involvement is higher. So again, we're really just here to ignite that fire, the fire of the Holy Spirit, which is coming. You know, the Pentecost is coming on Sunday. We're here to ignite that fire and to invite the Holy Spirit into our lives and into the lives of all of our listeners.
Yeah. So, Steve, why do you think people give to Catholic Radio?
Because it makes a difference. You know, at the end of the day, we all stop and ask ourselves, how can I make a difference? I mean, none of us, we all want to be part of something bigger than ourselves, something that changes the world for better, something that has a positive impact on our lives and the lives of others. And Catholic Radio is having a huge impact on the lives of others, especially in those quiet moments of the day. When we think of ourselves, we wake up in the morning, we look in the mirror, you know, and we're combing our hair or brushing our teeth. And oftentimes there's a moment that you kind of look at yourself and go, who am I? Why am I here? Why is there something rather than nothing? Does God exist? Does God care about me? We all have those moments, and we need that companion of Catholic Radio to say, the Lord is here. He is listening to you. He cares about those moments, especially the moments where you're feeling the most vulnerable, the most alone. We're here as a community for you to support you. And that's what we're hearing. I mean, that's why I support Catholic Radio myself, my family, my children. I have 7 children. My youngest is 10.
Wow.
My oldest are 19. And on this pledge drive, every one of them called in to pledge their support. My children were listening the whole time. You know, it's for all ages.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand that people under 35 are probably not listening to radio as much. But here's the cool thing. The Holy Spirit draws us where he will. And if that's where the answers are, that's where they'll be drawn. And so we just need to be there. And I know sometimes as on radio, you're sitting on the other side of the microphone, and I'm sitting on here on the other side of a telephone thinking, gosh, is anybody listening or am I just talking to a wall? Absolutely, absolutely not. There are people who need to hear what you have to say. They need to hear this message of hope.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're here for. We're that message of hope.
Yeah. Well, let me remind people while you're giving everyone this message of hope with us that our phone number is 470-508-1160, or just go to thequestatlanta.com and click that donate button. Steve, you're really inspiring. You really are. What would you say to someone right now who's been considering supporting the Quest and kind of sitting on the fence right now?
So let me tell you that the Lord is so faithful. If you're sitting there thinking right now, you know, I can't really afford to give much right now. These are difficult times. We're struggling. Any gift of any amount is an act of faith. Because guess what? None of us know what tomorrow brings. We really are our experience of eternity. If you ever want to think about what does eternity look like, St. Augustine tells us that our experience of the closest experience of eternity we have is the now. And guess what? All we have right now is the now. We only have the grace of this moment. So any act of generosity, any act of faith that you give right now is in response. It's a response of faith. And so you can give $5, you can give $10, or I love the St. Gabriel monthly sustainer level, because you're actually pledging in advance. If you say, I'm going to give $10 a month or $30 a month or $50 a month or $100 a month, you're pledging in the future and saying, Lord, I trust that you're going to make good on this pledge. You're not going to make me look like a fool for stepping out and trust you. And he will not ever be outgiven in generosity. So, you know, say a prayer to the Holy Spirit. Ask him to enter your heart, enter into your mind, and call in at that number 470-508-1160. And call in and just make a pledge of the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, show me how trustworthy you are. Throughout our lives, my wife and I have felt like the Lord has called us to step out in trust and giving to our parish, to Real Presence Radio, to the diocese. And it's crazy. He has never been outdone in generosity, and we have never looked foolish for being generous. So you won't either. And I would really encourage you to call 470-508-1160.
Wow. That was
There's
awesome.
There's the phone.
We can hear the phones ringing.
I have to keep you on the whole time, Steve.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's just been wonderful having you on with us, and I'm a big fan of yours, so pray for the success of our drive, and just want to say thank you again, and God bless you for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Steve.
Oh, it's an honor. Yeah, it's an honor to be with you, and of course, as we all know, the Lord does all the good works. We just kind of stumble in the right direction, but we give him those gifts that he's given to us, and he just, I'll share one final story with you if you got a second.
Yes,
please. And I want to talk to all the dads out there, all you fathers, because your influence on your children is so important. And so remember, and I apologize, I'm kind of an emotional dude, so
yeah, us
you
too.
Can bear with me on that. But you know, my dad, he always was focused on effort. He didn't really care about success. He didn't care about, he cared a little bit about the grades, but I remember when I was in elementary school, I'd come home with my report card, and he'd look at it, and A, B, C, that was okay. Anything below a C, we'd talk. But he always looked at the effort line. Back then, there was an effort line. You got an S or an S+1 or an S+2. And he always looked at the effort, and he said, you know what, Steve? I don't really care what you accomplish. I just care that you give it your all.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's where our Lord is at. And he's calling each one of us individually. He's saying, the success is mine. The good that you do is mine. That's the Lord's. He does that. But the effort, the faithfulness, that is what we can give back to him. And the more effort we give him, the more faithfulness we give him, the more he can do. Right? In Scripture, Christ is always saying he couldn't perform any miracles because they lack of faith. The Lord can perform miracles if we give him our faith. And so This 1160, the Quest Atlanta, this station is a miracle that can only continue if you have faith. And your act of faith is calling that number, 470-508-1160. That's your act of faith.
Oh, that was a great story. I'm going to remember that one. I love it. I love it. Annie, do we have any donations?
We do. So we're up to 11 donations this hour, and we already had Colin from Cumming, Taylor and Marina from Sugar Hill, Jordan from Atlanta, Jeffrey from Mableton, Riley from Atlanta, Clara from Monroe Township, New Jersey, Perry from Roswell, Christina in Alpharetta, Christine in Dunwoody, Jack from Alpharetta, and Patricia from Roswell. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
That's awesome. And Steve, you helped us just bring some of those last ones in. We've got about 4 more minutes. We're looking for one more call to make our goal today. And Steve, thank you again so much for being part of this. We love your stories, and we hope you'll come back again and be with us on the air.
Absolutely. And if I can do one last push, I think you said you had 11 callers. There are 12 apostles. The Lord called 12 apostles. He had 12, then one left. That was Judas. We need someone to come back. We need a 12th apostle. And here's what I'd like to say. Your call letters, 1160, 1160. Could somebody, that 12th caller, call in and give a gift in honor of the work that's being done by the Quest at 1160? Maybe a gift of $1,160 in honor of the good work that the Lord is doing there in Atlanta. We need that 12th caller. So 470-508-1160.
Wow. Thank you, Steve. Thank you. Motivating, and you need to rub off on us a little bit so we can get this group, this city, on fire. We know they are with the content, maybe not with the donations.
Yeah, we'd love to have you sitting right here in the studio with us all 15 hours this time.
Yeah.
Well, again, the Holy Spirit is the one that does all the work, and we just have to continue to be faithful. And Steph and Carol and Annie, I just want to thank you for your work and for staying faithful and just continue. Do not be discouraged. Discouragement is a tool of Satan only. The Lord never uses discouragement. Only Satan uses discouragement. So when you feel discouraged, know that it is not the Lord, it's Satan, and you need to call out to the Holy Spirit. Keep moving forward. He will continue the good work he has begun.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much. And folks, if this station, God bless you, if this station has helped you even by making the Divine Mercy Chaplet a new habit at 3 o'clock or helping you sort out something on your heart, can you prayerfully consider calling and becoming part of this family and helping with this important work? You know, prayer is just a part of our mission, but it is really important. And if there's something on your heart right now and you would like our team to pray for you, we will definitely do it. We have a volunteer in our studio on their knees right now. Call 470-508-1160. Has the quest helped you in your daily life? Has it inspired you to really appreciate the richness of your Catholic faith? Whether you're a brand new listener or a longtime listener of Atlanta Catholic Radio, we're inviting you to call in right now, 470-508-1160. You have an incredible opportunity here to be part of this mission to bring souls home. Is there anything better you can do than that? Thank you to all of you for being part of this hour with us, and may God bless you in big ways.